Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Daisy Ahumada, Assistant Professor and Extension Plant Pathologist at North Carolina State University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Pest and disease management in cotton is a season-long process. Every decision from variety and seed treatment selection to end-of-season sanitation contributes to overall crop health, helping growers save money while maintaining more consistent yields. Pest management decisions are based on established thresholds, meaning there's a specific level of insect presence or disease severity that justifies action. Early in the season, protecting stand establishment is critical. Seedlings are most vulnerable to pest problems, making practices like soil testing, resistant varieties, and seed or in-furrow treatments essential. As the crop moves into early to mid-flowering, the first 6 weeks are key for foliar diseases like target spot or area light mildew, where timely fungicide applications can help protect yield potential. Growers should watch out for poor uneven emergence or stunting of emerging seedlings, as that may indicate a pest problem. Scouting consistently throughout the season is also one of the most important practices a grower can adopt because it allows for timely and targeted action. And it's also important to avoid a one-size-fits-all approach and be open to adjusting your practices based on unexpected environmental conditions and observed pest pressure.